Hello, everyone. This is part two of the Sinigang's interview with the Chef Anton Amoncio. And we were just talking about how we've been going out more and more with Chef Anton, getting to know him. And what was our last one, Chef? We've been to Lore together. We've been to yes. Mendocoro Ramen ba? No. To put you on the spot, how did you? What did you feel about Lore of Chef Tatum?
It was great. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm such a huge fan of telling stories through food, and mm-hmm. it's just an amazing experience how he takes you from one place to another through right. his courses. Like, nakapunta ako ng Binondo. Tas patadaling kanya sa Mindanao. Right. You know, and you go through his memories, his childhood, and his background. And talagang it was an amazing ride, and super na paganda lang kasi I was with great company, amazing people. Mm. Ang ganda ng pinag-usapan natin doon. Just go from Dungeons and Dragons, Star Wars. We talked about Chef Ed's gaming, which ibibigay ko pa pala siya noon. Chef Ed, mag-uusap tayo offline.
Okay, napaisip tuloy bigla eh. Yeah, but no, I do miss playing games, guys. As in, part of me wants to buy a PS5 for Christmas. Pero parang sabi ko, tapos mabibisi na naman. Ay, nako. Are you playing Midnight Suns na?
Or yeah, not yet. Pero I want to.
Yeah.
Grabe. Anyway. Okay daw. Okay yung reviews eh. Ganda daw ng ano. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Actually, super, super kajive ko kayo sa mga likes. Mga
oh, okay. Oh, that's why, yeah. Like, let's say, Chef, during your downtime, what do you like to do?
Oh, I'm such a homebody. Mm-hmm. So, if I'm not working, I'm just at home playing video games, reading mm-hmm. fiction. or if it's that time of the year, I'll be rewatching the entire Harry Potter collection or the Lord of the Rings series, director's cut. Straight. I'll be binge watching that. And yun, pretty much. Sobrang and talagang games lang talaga.
You're a comic book fan.
Yes. Super. Uh-huh. Super.
Ano ka, Marvel super. Or DC?
Both. I'm such a geek.
Kasi si Char is very DC. Ikaw, Ed. Marvel, DC, both.
That's a tough question. I really grew up with an... Parang naging interview about me. Malapit puso ko sa DC. People don't DC. Know this. Kaya... I always get disappointed when it's being attacked by all these critics and all that. No, mm-hmm. I love the lore, the mythology behind the DC characters. There's one really important run of kunwari, Justice League, diba? There was a run called JLA before mm-hmm. Justice League of America by Grant Morrison, one of the most famous comic book writers before. He's British, no? Talagang ang sabi niya, ang difference ng Marvel sa DC. This is both a pro and con na how he explained it. Ang Marvel heroes daw, yung parang everyday heroes na may mga everyday problems. Ang DC, parang pantheon of gods daw talaga.
They're gods.
As in talagang Greek gods na parang how Superman is Zeus, diba? Batman is Hades. Yung mga ganun daw talaga. Yeah. So, Flash is, sino ba yun? Not Mercury, kung Greek. Hindi, kung Greek Hermes. Hermes, diba? So ganun. So parang sabi nga nila, that's the thing with DC. Parang hero sa hero talaga. But anyway, right. Speaking of heroes and our food hero here, Anton. We've been talking to you about seeing and watching your food. And then, yun nga, dati, your food was also in your restaurant in San Juan. Nowadays, where do you cook so that people could taste your food? Do you do demos? Do you do pop-ups, mm-hmm. chef? Or mas gusto mo sa bahay na lang muna, cooking for your loved ones? What do you do nowadays, chef?
Ah, thanks, Chef Ed. Well, I I've done demos for several brands and still doing that ngayon. And then, ayun, pretty much dun sila makaka-try ng cooking ko. Hopefully, if they could attend. I do teach also at the Maya Kitchen.
Okay.
I teach different types of cuisines there also. And there, they could interact and kumbaga, parang more of a hands-on feel talaga because it's kind of like a classroom setup in a way.
Nice.
Okay. How about, my plans of doing pop-ups in the near future, like with maybe with your binakol, the stuff you cooked in your, in your guestings or in the show or in formerly AFC, now AFN, or your food from your old restaurant, like the cheesy caldereta. Do you have any plans to do so?
Not at the present, but hopefully soon. I mean, hopefully soon. I would love to cook with you guys. That would be really nice.
Alam ko na yung next niya kasi nag-promise na siya sa akin na magko-collab siya with me in my future pop-up. Yes. Eh. So,
dapat.
No choice na yan. No choice.
That has to happen. Kailangan mangyari. Kailangan mangyari yan. Okay. It would be a pleasure. It would be a pleasure to cook with you.
So, all those listening right now, hide your moms, hide your titas. Sharwin and Anton are coming for them.
Ako bahala sa
San Juan.
Ako bahala sa tita si Anton bahala sa moms. Hindi, joke lang.
You know chefs have a I'll be honest guys. Chefs have a soft spot sa mga nanay. Every time I visit my friends homes, yung mga house nila, laging yung nanay dumidikit sa akin yung mga Ed, nagluluto ka na raw, chef ka na raw. Turuan mo naman ng ganito. Halika dito sa kitchen, I wanna show you this, show you that. Diba? Pansin niyo yun, guys,
yes.
No?
Yes.
Laging the titas, yes. The moms, no?
The moms.
I think because the spirit is the same, diba? Yung parang,
yeah.
I mean, the best kinds of chefs, kasi hindi naman natin pwedeng lahatin, no? Meron, alam naman natin, I won't name names, pero meron naman tayong mga chefs dyan that are in it for the, they're more business minded. Kumbaga, I think that's the better way of saying it. And generally, there are, pero most chefs naman, when you cut it down, like tanggalin mo yung need to make money, tanggalin mo yung business aspect. If you boil it down, lahat naman tayo, we just want to feed people. And I think that kind of spirit is very close to what moms have. Yeah. And so feeling ko that's why they may parang nice relationship tayo.
Anton, you were saying also.
I agree 100%. Instantly when you go to a household, the moms, the titas, instantly related na kayo. Kahit di kayo magkakilala 2 seconds ago. Kasi you share that same love, the bond. And that's through food. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that bond through food, Anton, yung like, would you say lola mo lang yung nagturo sa iyo magluto, or were there other relatives that inspired your cooking?
I would say my lola and my mom. Pero more on my lola. Kasi my lola, I grew up with her, and then kasi my mom worked in Singapore for a long time. 10 plus years. And that was during my formative years. So she was pretty much working there. And yung lola ko, I was with her after school. And she's gonna cook for the entire family. And I'm the only child. So nangyayari dun is, wala akong choice. Kasi wala magbabantay sa akin. Nasa kusina lang ako. Doon ako naglalaro. Mm. At doon ko nakikita yung movement niya sa kusina. How she prepares everything. Hindi ko pa alam na mise en place na pala yun. Yung ginagawa niya. How she preps the night before. Na okay, para mas madali yung proseso niya. I learned that along the way na. Kasi naging parang little elf niya ako sa kitchen.
Buti ka pa.
Happy helper.
Buti ka pa. Kasi,
happy helper.
I don't know. I know you're Chinoy also, Anton. Kasi parang ako growing up in a Chinoy home. Yung lola, or maybe dahil sa lola ko lang, parang ina-associate niya yung cooking with women of the house. So parang hindi niya ako ine-encourage sa kusina. Parang, I mean, nagluluto siya, hindi niya ako tatawagin na tuturuan kita or ganyan. No? I have to go to the kitchen, watch from afar para hindi ako maka-istorbo sa kanila, pero pinapanood ko lang sila ganyan. Pero ikaw, your both your lola and your mom, they really encouraged you to cook.
Yes, they really did. And may rule lang si mama sa kusina is whatever I cook, I have to finish. So that discouraged me to be wasteful sa food. So as early as 8, I learned yung respect sa ingredients. Na kahit nasunog ko or may nalagay ako ng pangit na ingredient na mali pag-experiment ko. Kasi before, kasi feeling niya it's kind of like yung mga ginagawa ng mga kids, like naghahalo ng shampoo sa toilet and stuff like that. Yung ganun lang, katuwaan lang.
Naghahalo ng shampoo sa toilet?
Ako lang ba yun?
Paano? As in, okay. Dalawang brand, ihahalo mo yung Rejoice sa Pantene, ganun?
Ginagawa ko yun before as a kid, yeah. Tapos di ko alam ano yung conditioner, hinahalo ko sa bote kasi gustong-gusto ko yung viscosity, nakikita ko na nagtumutulo siya. Tumutuwa ako na.
Kaya pala, guys, sorry ha, kanina pa distracted kasi when we record our podcasts, no, dito sa Sinigang, naka-on yung video namin so that we can see each other, visual cues and all that. Even if we don't show this video out sa public, no, kanina pa ako distracted sa buhok ni Chef Anton. Parang ganda eh. Parang ano, pang-commercial model. Yung bangs niya parang K-pop. Diba, ay, pang-drama actor.
That's what diba? I was gonna say. Diba ang nickname sa kanya ni Spanky is K-pop. Spanky is our friend in marketing sa mga restaurants. Diba? Ang nickname niya kay Anton is K-pop for some reason.
Baka dahil sa bangs. Kaya pala, dahil in-experiment, mga tatlong different shampoo siguro yan plus conditioner in one. Ayun, no? Wave. Eh. Yan ang Korean wave. Yan ang Hallyu wave. Diba? Right there.
Pero winawarningan na kita, Chef Ed, na hindi mo kayang gawin yan. Ha? So don't do the bangs.
Hindi ko kaya. Ang kita mo gano'ng kakapal tong buhok na to. Hindi kaya yan. Yan, no? Kahit anong dapa gawin ko dyan. Yan, no? Ang kapal. Yan, no? I cannot. That's like a scary
actually, gusto,
anime.
No. I like your hair, Chef Ed. Gusto ko nga natatayo ko, honestly. Sobrang bagsak ng hair ko. I wish natatayo ko. Kung nakita to ng mama ko, yung hair ko, sasabihin, yung buhok mo, mukhang madumi. Hindi pwede yan sa kusina.
Well, for the longest time kasi sa kusina, kailangan naka-either naka-hairnet or naka-chef's toque, no? Yung mga tao.
Yes.
I think it was later proven na sobrang liit lang nung incidents talaga. So the head chef usually is given that allowance, no? Not to wear the toque. So parang kumbaga yan, you've earned it when you've become head chef. The allowance of not wearing the hat.
Yeah. And Chef Char, sorry, I'll just go back to your point earlier about yung babae lang sa loob ng kusina. I've experienced that naman sa school. Back in high school. Kasi we had like Saturday activities. Ano kami noon eh, parang dun yung PE namin and then meron kaming parang activities. Pwede kang mag-learn ng Chinese calligraphy, Spanish. Ako, drama, may drama rin. Pinili ko is cooking. Hindi ako pinapasok. Hindi ako pinapasok.
Siguro because, akala nila, no? You're there for the girls.
Well, hindi, di-deny ko yan.
See, hindi mo di-deny ka agad eh. There was a 5-second delay.
Wala na mga classmates ko nakikinig nito. Hindi ko, ha-hide ko sa Facebook. Na joke lang. But, no, that's part of it. But no, really, I really wanted to learn how to cook. As early as a kid, and then itong high school, parang I really wanna take it seriously na. Pero I was kind of a bit discouraged. Pero nakakatuwa lang kasi chefs like you, Chef Ed, you guys put us on the map. Na parang, hey, it's cool to be a dude inside the kitchen. And yun, hindi lang. Kasi yun yun eh. Yun yung old school mentality back in the day. So, ayun.
it's a weird dynamic, no? Ano ko lang, ipo-voice ko lang tong, it's really weird, no? Because,
yeah.
yung dichotomy niya, no? Kasi sa professional kitchen naman, sobrang male-dominated siya na parang
yeah. yep.
we're trying to correct that, no? Kasi there's just too much toxic masculinity in the kitchen. Tapos reverse yeah. naman, pag nasa bahay naman, ayaw naman ng tao na makialam yung lalaki sa kusina. No? It's so weird na parang it's like, saan ba talaga, di ba? Kasi kumbaga yung parang that gender role is no longer relevant, no? I mean, whether lalaki, yeah. babae ka, or you know, you belong to the LGBTQ, di ba? You belong in wherever you want, right? If you want to cook in a professional kitchen, you want to cook in a home kitchen, it shouldn't really matter anymore. And it's just weird for me na growing up ganun siya, na parang sa bahay bawal akong mag luto kasi lalaki ako. Well, hindi naman bawal, pero parang hindi ako encouraged. And then reverse naman, nung nasa professional kitchen naman ako, I've seen so many guys trying to put down naman women working yeah. in the kitchen. Diba? Parang, oh, this is weird. Like, parang it's just a weird thing. You know, speaking of Chinoy background and Chinoy dishes, no? Ikaw, Anton, is there a Chinoy dish na you would say you would cook often?
I would say kampong. Kampong is my go-to. I love kampong. That's my go-to.
Ako rin, eh, no? Kung napansin ng mga tao, madalas sa pop-up ko, lumalabas din yung... It's this thing.
Chef, is kampong, ano? Something like sa traditional recipe dito sa family nyo na hand me down from generations and generations itong recipe? Or talagang it's something that you wanted to learn and master and ano, and all that?
Actually, yung kampong namin, it was developed by my lola. Actually, ano naman to eh? Kumbaga parang, and Chef Char, please correct me if I'm wrong. Ito yung parang each and every household has their own version, pero may base kami. So, kampong kasi stands for salty rice. Kiam is maalat, salty. Pong is rice. So, ito yung parang direct translation niya. And si lola ko, ito yung ano niya. Ito yung may kanya-kanyang version. Pero basically, ganun yung baseline pa rin niya.
But what makes yours different from other Chinese kampongs? Or... wala naman, very subtle lang. It's really just the kumbaga, kung gaano karaming toyo ginamit or ano.
Yeah, yun lang. Very, very subtle, very honest flavor. Walang masyadong additives. Very, very, very simple, pero honest to goodness Chinese-Filipino food for me.
Okay.
So I have a question, pang Chinois lang. Kasi... you know how people are like, let's say, pineapple on pizza, di ba? Parang ganun. Sa kiampang, the question is, do you want peanuts on your kiampang or not?
Oh, I do. I want peanuts on my kiampang.
Kasi ako, I don't.
Nakita ko nga sa kiampang mo eh, walang nuts.
I think that's why I like it when you send me over kiampang, Sharwin. Kasi walang peanuts. I just realized that's why I enjoy it so much.
it's a thing, no? Parang yun, parang pineapple on pizza or yung may tomatoes and lettuce on burgers. Parang ganun, may internal discussion din yung mga Chinois no, about their kampongs. Kasi parang ano siya eh.
Yeah.
For our listeners, no, if you can imagine, if you come from a family with a Spanish background, parang lahat kayo may sariling version ng arroz valenciana. You know, if it's the same for ano, or kung taga Pampanga ka, yung pamilya nyo may sariling version ng bringhe. Ganun din yung sa Chinoy families, no. So yun nga, yung iba they, I think si ano lang ang nagtapang na ginawang commercial ang kiampong eh, si Manhan. And their version has peanuts kasi. So parang peanuts, yun yung nakasanayan ng mga tao.
Before yung bata ako, may Taiwanese couple na nagbukas sila ng restaurant before pa sa may oh shoots, ano to yung palengke before in Arangke, near Arangke. Yeah, near Arangke area. It's called Songhai. And then they opened near our school, in my high school. And then yun yung basically parang kinalakihan ko rin. Same sa lola ko, may nuts din yung kampong nila. Kaya nasanay talaga ako.
Okay.
Kaya up until now, parang, uy, okay. Pero gets ko kung bakit ayaw nyo ng may nuts. Gets
okay
ko.
Lang. Chef Anton, yes, going back, since, yun nga, this two-part episode was really about your journey as a chef, no? And how you got to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Meron ka bang chismis o balita na ibabalik ni AFC or AFN itong food hero? And ano ang cheat sheet mo para sa mga gustong mag-join? If ever magkaroon, let's say for some reason, ibalik nila. Like, you know, after how many years of hiatus, nawala yung Iron Chef sa TV, biglang binalik ng Netflix na napakaganda, reformatted, faster pacing, di ba? Yeah. Ikaw, Chef, may balita ka ba? Babalik ba? Or kasi mag-apply ulit kami ni Sharwin kasi ilang beses na rejected eh.
Kayo no, but, pa. You know, overqualified kayo.
So, do you have a cheat sheet? What's your guide for people who want to join or if ever, if not there, mali mo sa GMA or other networks?
Yeah. Well, cheat sheet. Well, sa chismis, wala pa akong balita. Kasi medyo maraming changes nangyayari sa AFN. Nagka-change lang sila quite recently pre-pandemic where it became the Asian Food Network from the Asian Food Channel because we got bought out. Scripts got bought out by the Discovery Networks. Mm-hmm. Ngayon naman, si Discovery Networks nag-merge with si Warner. Mm-hmm. So, mga DC superhero. Sabi ko, ha? Mm-hmm. Mga Harry Potter. So, nag-combine yung lahat ng mga gusto ko with food. So, maraming, everything is all up in the air. Hopefully, I wish they bring it back. Kasi after ako, wala na eh. Like, what happened? Natakot yata sa akin or something. But I'm hoping that they bring it back and may makaka-join pa and hopefully may Pinoy pang manalo ulit. Ang cheat sheet naman sa akin, kung gusto nila mapasok sa GMA or sa ano, may sound cliche ulit, pero just be yourself. Just be yourself. Kasi if you're not authentic on screen, people can see right through you. Ang sarap kasi yung nanonood ng tao na nasa screen na parang kaibigan mo lang. And nakikita kumbaga, mo na totoo talaga.
Kumbaga, kung comic book geek ka, go in your loudest flash shirt during your audition or whatever, di ba? Pakita mo kung ano ka. Okay.
Kung ano ka talaga, pakita mo yung sarili mo kasi kita nila yung heart mo eh. And lalabas din yan sa luto mo. Lalabas din yan sa sinasabi mo. Lalabas din sa entire demeanor. Nakapinta lahat yan. You can't hide that. So, ayun. Yun yung isa sa mga pinakamalaking cheat sheet. And pinaka-key is just go ahead and try. Say yes. Say yes to every opportunity. As long as hindi... Yun yung ano ko eh, mantra ko ngayon. Say yes to opportunities. Kahit feeling nyo hindi nyo magagawa. As long as wala kayong masasaktang ibang tao, as long as hindi makakasama sa sarili nyo, just go for it. Kasi who knows, you might even surprise yourself.
You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Nah. Exactly. 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 Yun. So ito yung ano, kasi had I not joined, ay pinalagpas ko yung food hero, dahil takot ako. Dahil I know I'm not confident enough. Piniko, sobrang, like, up until the very end ng food hero journey ko, pinapasign ako ng contract na, kami lahat, night before the final challenge, I was thanking the producers kasi I feel like I'm going to lose. Kasi gagaling ng mga kalaban ko. And then, I just got surprised. Kung if they can see clips of me on YouTube, pero please wag na lang. I look like an idiot kasi sobrang nagulat ako nung in-announce yung name ko. And sinasabi ng mga producers na parang, ah, hindi yun yung reaction na gusto namin. We're hoping na mas badass yung shot na makukuha namin. Hindi yung nakangangaka. pero kasi talagang nagulat ako. And And hindi ko magagawa yun without me trying. Without me trying and just going for it. Closing my eyes and taking the leap. Ayun.
Such an inspiration.
Napanood ko yung ano finale mo and yung reaction mo was perfectly fine kasi nung sa contest namin in-announce na winner ako, hindi ako nakikinig nung moment na yun, so mas weird pa yung reaction ko sa iyo, parang ako ano sino so mas maganda yung reaction mo, I think, kahit na anong sabihin mo.
Now you're too kind pero thank you, chef.
So would you be willing to compete again? This is a question I would love to ask you kasi there was a time, I guess pwede ko nang sabihin ngayon na dahil matagal na. There was a time na one of my producers told me na huwag ka nang sumali sa mga competition na kasi nanalo ka na and you're on TV. So
yeah.
No need for you to join other competitions. Yeah. Parang ako naman, parang I kind of want to join but anyway, I didn't. Ikaw ba, in the future, would you join another reality competition? Maybe similar or a little bit different from Food Hero?
Wow. ganda ng tanong mo, actually. Medyo... Maybe not a reality show. Maybe, ano na. Maybe I would say a cooking competition, siguro. Maybe, let's say, HoFex, mga ganun. Pero, reality TV competition, medyo hindi na. Medyo
Big
stressful.
Brother.
Big Brother, oh no. Oh no. Medyo stressful na fun, pero sa iba naman, give others a chance naman.
I can imagine it. Anton, pumunta ka sa confession room.
Anton, anong niluluto mo dyan? Kumakain ka na naman. Sorry po, Big Brother.
Pag Big Brother, okay lang. Pagka Survivor, no one can kick you out. Kasi, uy, yung chef. Yeah. Di ba, lagi yung mga chef tumatagal.
Tumatagal sila.
Wait, meron bang chef na sumali sa Survivor?
Oo naman. Si Kiko, first season, si Kiko, yung nanalo was a chef.
Diba?
First season ever. Oo, kaya di nila siya matanggal.
Philippines? Survivor Philippines?
Ay, no, not Philippines. Okay. Yung sa US. Ah, yung Balbasarado okay. Guy. Yung medyo villainy na guy.
Si Richard
Hatch.
Yung
sa Hatch. Chef nalala ko eh. Oo, di ba? Yung sa chef, di ba? Kaya hindi nila matanggal. Hindi ba? Or he was the only one who knew how to cook properly mga nahuli nilang ano.
I think more like that.
I'm probably thinking of someone else, but you know. Chef Anton.
Yes.
Where can people find you nowadays? You know, social media is the way, the truth, and the life nowadays. Where can they find you? Are you on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook? Please feel free to tell our listeners where to find you.
I'm on Instagram at Anton Amoncho. I have TikTok, but I don't really post that much. But yeah, they can find me on Instagram and they can interact with me there if they want to. Yeah. And okay. And please watch out for my upcoming shows also on GMA and on the Asian Food Network. Hopefully soon we can start doing some things. We're working some things out in the meantime. So hopefully you watch out for that. And on TLC also.
Nice.
Pag kailangan mo ng extra dun sa show na kinokonsultan mo, yung tagaluto lang, alam mo na kung saan ka tatawag.
Grabe. Overqualified ka dun. Sana, I wish na maka-work ko kayong lahat kasi super, super solid. Na yung nakakatuwa yung dami nating sobrang pare-parehas na interests.
Basta extra, so extra na tagaluto kahit yung ano, kusinero ng masamang tao. Ako na yun.
Grabe.
Ako dapat hinihingi ng mga bata. Di ba yung laging pag ano. Yung mga masamang tao. Mga bata. Tapos ako yung tagaluto. Yun. Pwede na yun sa akin.
Ako mag-extra sa inyo, no? Grabe.
Chef Anton, that was a wonderful hour spent that we had to split our episode into two parts. Thank you very much for gracing us with your time and your presence. That was a fun talk. Hopefully, we can invite you again here soon, huh?
Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Such a great honor to be part of your show. Nakakatuwa. Feel free. Just let me know. Just message me on Facebook if you guys want to have me over, and it'll be my pleasure.
Of course. Ayun. So guys, that was another fun, exciting episode of The Sinigang. This is Chef Edward Bugia saying goodbye in behalf of my pogi co-hosts, Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater in the world, and Chef Sharwin T, saying thank you and goodbye to everyone. Bye!
Peace! Bye.